Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Spring, Texas. I'm Fire Aunt Lisa. Welcome to my Gulf Coast garden. Thank you so much for tuning in. I was excited. I happened to scroll through my Anchor feed, and it seems that people actually are listening to this podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you are enjoying the little information about my garden. Today, I'm talking about collard greens. Such a surprise. I know that I have more to say about collard greens. And what do I have to say? First of all, keep it positive. They're growing really well. This is a great time. My Boss Babe 4-pack that are the plants that I had tried to sell at the Boss Babes event in November, I planted in some big raised bed tubs that I have, and they are doing awesome. So that's really exciting and just a good example. You know, good soil. You know, I hit all the four things: season, soil, sprout, and spot for all of that. And they're doing great. So it really is possible. The other sort of, you know, the flip side of that coin is the weather that makes them grow so well also is fine for the snails and the cabbage worms, which of course are back. So I started picking those and, you know, they're there. I'm pretty good at picking them, but they're quite relentless and they eat a lot. And it is disappointing to see the beautiful leaves kind of getting destroyed. But I think the main tips for dealing with cabbage worms, if you have them, I think are just to ensure that your plants are not touching each other. And that way, if the butterfly, if the moth has the eggs and the eggs hatch, you know, every step along the way is a chance for you to scrape off eggs or squish tiny little cabbage worms or pick them. But what's really nice is if that little paw, that little hatch all stays on one plant, and it's a lot easier to try to control the problem than if all of your collards are growing really close together. Then as soon as those caterpillars start cruising, and then you have a really diffuse problem around all of your plants. So as you're thinking maybe about spacing out your garden, keep that in mind that a way for pest control is just to keep your plants physically separated from each other. So if one becomes infested, it's not a guarantee that others will become infested as well. So that's an update on collard greens. Again, thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. I have a website, fireantlisa.com. And I have a shop, Okra Garden Supply. That's my online store for the gardening retail shop. And those products are also available on Amazon for your convenience. So you can go to amazon.com/okragardensupply and see my smiling face as well as see the products that I have on offer to get started with your gardening adventure. So thanks again for tuning in. I really was happy to see that maybe people are listening. So I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. And that's it. Fire Aunt Lisa, over and out. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.